And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's KALW's Julie Kane.
All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
I am very pleased to welcome to the stage the Grande Dame of Meow Mix, Ferocia Titty.
The vibe in general is lovely, but Tuesdays are a particularly special evening.
Didn't you guys love her makeup?
I think you know where we recorded that? For the answer, we're going to join reporter Meredith Hodnott for a night at one of Soma's historic gay bars.
Are you ready for your first act? I saw a hint of this act. I don't think you're ready, but the show has to start, so we're going to do it anyway.
Magnolia Black greets us from the small stage at the end of the bar in a form-hugging velvet dress. Gold and red sequin curtains wave behind her, and a disco ball spins overhead.
I can sit and stare and watch that all damn day.
Magnolia is one of the hosts of the Red Hots Variety and Cabaret Show that performs in bars around San Francisco. Acrobats flip over a stationary bike, dancers strut with feathers and tassels, and Magnolia belts out a bluesy version of a 90s hit. This is the scene early on a Friday night at the Stud. But this bar is a chameleon. Drag shows, karaoke, dancing, cabaret. Visit the Stud on a different night, and you're likely to find a whole different crowd.
It's a local bar, right? But it's also very specific on each night of the week. There's a different thing happening, often with a different scene.
This is Micah Sigourney, who performs in drag as Vivian Forevermore at the Stud.
There's something really DIY and like queer about the Stud. Like it's like a living room that hosts different gatherings, right?
It has this very quirky, quaint, feel. It's sort of a hodgepodge of, Soma leather scene and country western club.
And this is her fellow performer, Alpha Mulugeta, better known as Honey Mahogany.
You'll meet people who, you know, are dot-comers, people who are homeless, hipsters, people who are hippies, old school San Francisco punk rock scene, just everything.
The Stud has been in the neighborhood since 1966 and was part of the South of Market leather scene at the time. The blocks surrounding West Folsom were a vibrant ecosystem of gay bars and businesses, many of which are gone today. The Stud developed a reputation as a welcoming home for all types of people, including women, which was rare for a gay bar.
The Stud's history speaks directly to our present in a lot of ways, as queers who just want to be together and not just be okay and safe together, but be creative and expressive and explosive together.
Decade after decade, people have come to the Stud for music, dancing, and performances where anything could happen.
And one time this drag queen named Beth Amphetamines rented a car or borrowed a car, and there was this huge parking lot next to the Stud that's now a huge development. And she was lip syncing while holding onto the top of this car. And it was moments like these that I was like, "Ooh, the nightlife is really important."
But just 6 months ago, it seemed like the end was near for this South of Market landmark. This past July, the owner, Michael McElhaney, gathered the loyal Stud community and told them that the building had been sold. His rent had almost tripled, he was barely hanging on to a month-to-month lease, and after 25 years, it was time to move on. Honey and Vivian were in the crowd that night.
Michael didn't want the Stud to die. I mean, he knew how important it was to the community. You know, he wanted to sell to someone in the community so that it could remain the Stud and not just, you know, become another brew pub. I remember Vivian Forevermore turning to me and saying, "So, do you want to buy a bar?"
Over the next few weeks, an idea to save the Stud began to spread and take shape. A worker-owned cooperative, the Stud Collective, was born and now has 15 members.
We're a collection of drag queens, burlesque performers, small business entrepreneurs, DJs, bar workers.
On a Tuesday night in early December, the newly formed Stud Collective called a community meeting. Vivian and Honey addressed 20 or so people anxious to hear about the next steps for the stud.
Hello, everyone. We are, my name is Honey Mahogany, this is Vivian Forevermore, aka Micah Sigourney, and we are two representatives of a 15-member collective called the Stud Collective.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Just a few weeks before this meeting, the Stud Collective landed a major victory by establishing legacy business status from San Francisco's Small Business Commission. The Legacy Business Registry ensures that businesses that are more than 30 years old and have contributed to a neighborhood's history get access to grants in order to stabilize rent.
That actually is, for me, was really amazing because what it did was it recognized that the Stud Bar is an important part of the fabric of San Francisco, right? We've been here for 50 years, and goddammit, we're going to stay here for 50 more.
Yep.
But legacy business status wasn't the end of the fight. The Stud Collective put in months of work to negotiate a more reasonable rent and a new 2-year lease to keep the stud at its current location.
That was a hard won 2 years, too. We had to scrape and pull for those 2 years.
Tooth and nail.
The Stud Collective took over the lease on New Year's Eve, and they celebrated with an all-out New Year, New Era party. With the goal to keep the stud thriving for another 50 years, the collective is searching for a more permanent home in the quickly changing Soma neighborhood.
We wrote this really cute line. Should we go back to, do you want to read it?
Change is inevitable. You want me to read the whole thing?
Yeah, girl.
It's how we respond to that change that marks us. The Stud Collective will continue the work. With your help, San Francisco, with your help, we can do this.
But for now, the Stud remains at its iconic home, working towards its mission to keep San Francisco queer. At the Stud, I'm Meredith Hodnott for Cross Currents.
Thanks, Meredith. Nobody got the sound right this week, but don't despair. We've got a new one for you. Ready? Here we go.
Awesome. Naval oranges right now, all kinds of mandarins, W. Murcott's. We just got in the sumo citrus. Ask the workers what's good. Try things that you've never tried before.
Think you know where that was recorded? Give us a call and tell us. 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. We'll tell you the story behind the sound next Thursday. Until then, thanks so much for listening and thanks for playing. I'm Julie King.